This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday directed the declassification of certain documents related to the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. It's a supportive gesture to victims' families who have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. The order comes a little more than a week before the 20th anniversary of the attacks, and it's a significant moment in a years-long tussle between the U.S. government and the families over what classified information about the run-up to the attacks could be made public. The conflict was on display last month when many relatives, super survivors, and first responders came out against Biden's participation and 9/11 memorial events if the documents remained classified. Power should be restored to New Orleans by the middle of next week. That's according to utility officials on Friday. And sheriffs or deputies actually warned people who are returning to their communities outside the city to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The storm knocked out electricity to more than 1 million customers in the state of Louisiana alone, but almost all lights in the city should be back on by Wednesday, according to Entergy. That's the company that provides the power to the New Orleans area and much of the southeast Louisiana region. The lack of power has made a sultry stretch of summer hard to bear, and it added to woes in the aftermath of Ida. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.